Blog Talk Radio.
And Lord, we give you glory this morning, give you praise and adoration. Nobody like you, nobody can do us like you do us, God. Thank you for everything that you've done, everything that you're doing right now, and even everything that you're going to do. We give you adoration, praise, love, and we just appreciate you. We learn, Lord, just the little things that you do are worthy to give you appreciation. And thank you again and again and again and again. God, I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me. My soul just cries out, hallelujah. Yeah, thank you, Lord, for saving me and for everything you've done. Lord, now today, make this a bumper day. And make it a time that you move on your people like never before. And make it a time that the Holy Ghost takes over once again and lifts every heavy burden and lightens every heavy load. We give you the glory, all the praise, all the adoration, everything belongs to you, Lord, because you are the blesser. Yeah. Thank you for blessing me for years and years and years and years and years. Ever since I was a baby, even before you predestined the blessings for me. Thank you so much. And for blessing the people on this prayer line for years and years and years. And when we look back over our shoulders and see the blessings that you brought, we can't say nothing but thank you. Appreciate you for all things. Now bless us today. We'll bless you back. Make a way out of no way. Give us the favor that we need, Lord, to accomplish the things that you have designed for us. And, Lord, I dare not leave without asking you to forgive me for all of our sins, of all of my sins, and forgive every person on this prayer line for every sin. Of commission, the things that we've done, and omission, the things that we haven't gotten done, omitted. You told us, and we're trying to work it out. God, even when we're trying to work it out, you've already worked it out for us. If we just walk in it, in Jesus' name. Now, bless. In the name of Jesus, I ask it. And it's for the glory of God. That's a proper prayer. For you said if we ask anything in your name, you would do it. Yeah. I'm going to ask you, very rarely I ask you anything. I'm asking you to heal Mother Johnson. Oh, God, take this cough away from her and let her have a peaceful night. Let her take nutrients in her system and eat her foods so she might have strength in the name of Jesus. And bring her back that she might perform a work that's even holding in her bosom. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen, amen. And good morning to you, Lord. Everybody, if you can, speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. He's in the room.
Good morning.
He is in the room.
Good morning.
If you want to our praise, give him praise and adoration. If you have a voice and you can speak, why don't you let it be heard as we praise the Lord this morning. Praise check. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Everybody.
Thank you.
Glory in you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for all of you who are joining us today. I want to get a special identification today before I move, and we'll be right back. All right, station identification, Ambassador Hagan, amen.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Yes, good morning. This is Ambassador Hagan, and we are here, and we're broadcasting live from the Blog Talk Radio, NPA.com, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And we give God the praise. We do honor the Lord today. We do send out shouts and salutes to our Chief International Ambassador. We thank God for him. We thank God, amen, for his wife, who is First Lady, our First Lady of this line, Ambassador Lady Betty. We thank God for her. Thank God for Ambassador Norman White, Ambassador Mother Adelie Johnson, Mother to the Nations. We thank God for healing her body and are allowing her to be strengthened on today. We just thank God for what he's doing. Oh, and the excellent care he's taking care of her. We just thank God, amen, for all of the ambassadors, elect, all of the new ambassadors, to all the bishops, all the broadcasters, to our family and our audience from all around the world, to every leader. We thank God for you and every broadcaster behind the scene. Thank you again. Yes, as you know, the Blog Talk Radio, it is the world's largest and most influential talk radio in the world. And we're being heard this morning all around the world. Can you imagine? We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Germany, the Virgin Isles, Jamaica, I'm telling you, Europe, Italy, and the list just goes on and on. And we give God the praise this morning for the excellent job that our Chief International Ambassador is doing in getting this message around the world. And I'm telling you, it is certainly a brand new spiritual awakening. The world is catching on, and we give God the praise. Thank you, Chief Ambassador, for the excellent job you're doing, and just keep on doing what you're doing, sir. God bless you.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. The Lord bless you. Real good. All right. You know, our platform for this prayer line is basically about threefold. We have the seminar, the wisdom seminar. We have the praise reports, and we have our prayer requests with prayers. We haven't varied this because the Lord gave it to us, and we've kept it the same. Something works, don't try to change it. Yeah. Don't try to change it. Thank God for anything that works. In this day and time, when the enemy is trying to make everything not work, just thank God for anything that works. So I want to just go straight to, we just had that Valentine's Day, and I meant to discuss that thing. What does love have to do with it? Amen. The Bible says love is strong as death. Yeah. Some people have love and they don't even know it. What does love have to do with it? I want y'all to go to the wisdom seminar and let's discuss that. I think maybe a couple years ago we discussed it. Coming back to it. Amen. What does love have to do with it? I want to get your wisdom on that. Yeah, I'll leave it open for you. What does love have to do with it? Give us your wisdom on it. And the line is open to you. This is the wisdom seminar. We want to discuss who's first. Discuss that. What does love have to do with it? A lot of people want to just omit love. Some people are so hard, they don't know how to love. So mean they don't know how to love. But Jesus, well, I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to let you go. What does love have to do with it? The line is open to you.
Evangelist Gloria Ellington, Creed, Illinois. Love has everything to do with love has everything to do with it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should have life and life more abundantly. Love has everything to do with it.
God bless you so much. You heard her, Evangelist Gloria Ellington. Amen. Has everything to do with it. Amen. I don't think the Lord would have loved us so if love didn't have anything to do with it. It took a love to give us life. Son gave us life for us. My God, what love. My God, what love. All right. Anybody else? What does love have to do with it?
Ambassador. Yes, God bless you, Chief Ambassador, and everyone on the line. I praise God for the woman of God who just spoke what I was going to say so eloquently when she started with the base foundation, which is Jesus Christ, is love. And from that love, we're to share that love abroad. It takes love for a marriage. It takes love for friendship. Love is the core fabric of the foundation of the earth. It takes love for animals to keep them here. It takes love, the Bible tells us, to love our enemies. It takes love for a mission. It takes love for a passion. It takes love for a vision. It takes love when you are persecuted. So when you have the love of Jesus Christ, you know how to love. You know how to stand. They haven't done all to stand. And I'm just going to stop there. It takes love. It took love from Jesus Christ. It takes love, and it took love from our parents to show us how to love our children and to love everyone. God bless you.
God bless you. All right. That was Ambassador Stith, Prophetess, Ambassador Prophetess Stith from Arkansas. All right. The line is still open to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is Ambassador-elect Bernita, and I would like to say that love has everything to do with it. The Bible says that love covers a multitude of faults, and love is patient, and love is kind. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. The line is open to you. Anyone want to speak? What does love have to do with it?
Ambassador Stith. It was love that brought the prodigal son home. God bless you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're right. Fell away, but he came back because of love. All right, anybody else? We're helping somebody. This may be the message that they hear over in Africa or India or in Russia. So please, if the Lord lays something on your heart, please give it to us. What does love have to do with it?
Good morning, First Fruit Prayer Line, Ambassador Pfeiffer. If you don't have love, you're like sounding brass and tinkling cymbal.
Oh, good insight. Yeah, if you don't have love, won't work for you. Anybody else?
Good morning, Mother Digby. I thank the Lord for the love of God, what God has put in our hearts. I think God has made us with a place for him to occupy. And when we have that love of God, it makes us more understanding, it makes us caring, I enjoyed everything I heard, and it makes us care. And with that love of God, it helps us to understand people. When we don't understand them, the love of God will just let us go further than just natural love. I just thank God for all of the wonderful things that I heard before.
Beautiful. God bless you. All right, I can take two more.
Well,
praise speak on that?
Good morning, good morning. This is Ambassador.
Good morning.
And good morning to my Chief Ambassador and all the people of God on the
welcome
line.
Back.
Good morning. I just thank God for the ones that have spoken on love, and I'm sure they could have gone further, because I just want to bring out the first Corinthians, the 13th chapter, is known as the love chapter, and it would take you all the way down from the first to the 13th verse. And it said, now by the faith, hope, charity is love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. And I also want to say there are four types of love, but I want to talk about filial. Filial is that sensual love. You fall in love with them at first sight, and you love them because what they can give to you, love them because of they can do this and that. That won't last. That'll fade away. But agape love is unconditional love. I love you because God loves you. Agape love will last from here to judgment. And I thank God for the agape love, because I've experienced it every day of my life. I just told my own husband, who I would be married to for 40 years, if it wasn't for the love of God, I don't know where we would be. So I thank God, and I do know that bridges. Thank you.
And anybody, if you would, if you're not Ambassador Stern, mute your line. Just press your mute button on your line. Thank you. Go ahead, Ambassador Stern.
Praise the Lord. I can't believe that still comes on, but we're going to pray for that. Amen. I know my time is up because of my interruption, but filial love, that natural love, that's why people can divorce, and that's why they can leave you, and that's why they can do whatever the enemy tells them to do. But agape love is an everlasting love. It's like a rubber band that stretches and will not pop. So I thank God for the agape love that he's put down in the saints of God. Amen. It's not only on the inside. If it's in the inside, it will show on the outside. So it's a two-way thing. You got it on the inside, and then it will show on the outside. God bless you all this morning. It's my prayer.
Thank you so much. All right, we can say one more.
Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson. You know, nursing home on Monday, and everybody be walking around like they all mean, and you know, I just told them, I said, you know, if y'all just with the smile and just love one another like God have loved us, I said, you will feel better. I said, because God, Jesus Christ went to the cross and died that we may have a right, we have a right to laugh, smile, talk, and I said, you had that right to just tell each other how much you love them. You will feel better. And I just had a good time at the nursing home yesterday. If you just smile at them, just give them a smile, they will feel better. And I tell you, I don't know what the love is today. I don't know. But I guess you just don't get it.
All right. Go ahead, Mother.
I just thank God for his love today. He allowed me. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. He went to the cross for me, this little old me, and died for me because he loves me so much. He loves us all.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mother Johnson from Indianapolis. All right, God bless all of you. Hope you have the love of God in your heart, and it will change your whole characteristics and your whole mindset when you get the love of God in your heart. You won't want to make other things first. You'll let Jesus be first. You won't want to hang out with people who really don't love the Lord with all their heart. Let me ask y'all something. Can two people who have different, one loves God and one does love the Lord with all their heart. What do you think about that? You think they can be so, or they can hang out together and things like that? Somebody's moving by the phone, all that sound that you're doing. You're moving around right now. It's being heard on the front line. All right. Someone answer that question, if you would.
Evangelist Gloria Ellington, the Bible says you should not be unequally yoked. How can two walk together if they are not in agreement? So the answer is no.
All right. You got word on that. Somebody else answer that question here before we have to move. Add to it, if you will. Anybody else?
I certainly agree, praise the Lord, Chief Ambassador, Ambassador Stern here. I certainly agree with Evangelist Ellington that if you're unequally yoked, but if you're strong enough, that sometimes we have to be like Jesus do to be some for all. If you're strong enough to deal with someone, if it's for witnessing only. I could see where you may have to be friends to them, but not your hanging out buddy. You may have to go to the mall with them. You may have to go to the store with them, but that's for salvation. But that's not your hanging out partner. It may be a relative that is not saved. It may be a child of yours that is not saved, and you have to go and do what you have to do. You're not compromising, but in your way of showing them love by being some to all, to a low esteem, to bring them to where they need to be in the Lord. And then when you would know when it's time to release them, when you don't see them coming toward the Holy Spirit. But I'm totally in agreement. Unequally yoke has caused a lot of confusion in marriages and everything, and a lot of confusion in the world when you're not equally yoked. God bless you is my prayer.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. God bless you. We may come back this tomorrow. I want to get some praise reports here today. If the Lord has been good to you, the Bible says in Psalms 105, make known his deeds among the people. You got the people here today. You got people from the blog line. You got people on this line. If you got a praise report, make known what the Lord did for you among the people. And right, the line is open to you. Who has a praise report? What did God do for you?
Well, praise you. Back again. Praise the Lord. I thought I was going to do this first. Amen. But as the chief ambassador say, we cannot unwind what the Holy Spirit is calling for. I thank and praise God this morning to my chief ambassador, Dr. Vernot Johnson, and to all of the of God on the prayer line this morning. I am truly, truly blessed on this morning. I had a great, great, great praise the Lord on last.
I want everybody to mute your phone. Mute your phone, darling. Mute your phone if you weren't in the room. Mute your phone. Mute your phone. If you weren't, mute your phone. All of you who are not speaking, take time to mute your phone. Somebody is out of your room. Hopefully you can hear that. That's not good. All right. You will mute your phone, darling. Amen. Now, whoever did that, you just notice that when you cut that off, you're the one. You're the one. Don't let God chastise you, because that was a prophecy on this line that said, if you don't adhere to what we ask you to do, God's going to chastise you. Yes, he does love you. But a person who doesn't adhere to chastisement is a bastard, the Bible said. All right, Ambassador Stern, go ahead, please.
I'm done, Ambassador and Chief Ambassador. I to be done, but I'm back home, and I thank God for the refreshing. God bless you.
We're so happy to have you back home. Thank God for you. Amen. I want anybody else who has a praise report, give you a praise report.
Praise the Lord, Dr. Johnson. This is the Lane Castile here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, praising God, Dave, who is the head of my life, my Savior. I'm thinking, praising God for this prayer line. I know I was on yesterday, and it's about the rash that I had. And that everyone was in agreement to pray for me, and it is disappearing. It is leaving. I just put some more oil on it before I got on the line. So I thank God that God is moving in that situation. God bless you all. Hallelujah.
Okay. You said that. You're the one with the rash. This is Sister Mays or who?
Sister Elaine.
Yes, ma'am.
Castile.
All right. Sister Castile. All right. God bless you up there in Minnesota, I think.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I know who you are. God bless you.
Yes,
thank you. The Lord is doing what you said he would do. Thank God.
Yes. Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, did you see that clearing up?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's my praise report. It is moving. It was an annoying itchy spot there. But I kept looking at it. I had to leave out and go to the doctor, so I wasn't able to look at it every hour. But I looked at it often and felt it, and I had another doctor's appointment. But I thank and praise God. I just looked at it before I got online, and, I mean, God is moving in this. It's been there a long time. So I thank God and praise God that the prayers of the righteous avail as much. And God is a healer.
And you're not the only one he did that for. Some others on the line. Thank you. Bless you. Any other praise reports here?
God bless you, Ambassador Pfeiffer here. Just want to give a praise report and a shout out to the Lord and thank him for how he has healed and delivered. I had a young lady that inboxed me tonight on Facebook and was saying that her sister was in a unresponsive, and they couldn't get her to come around. And I just, she said, pray for her. And I prayed for it, and she sent me a response to that about an hour later, and that she was responding. And then she's been keeping in contact with me every day, and she's saying now that she has come around and that she has some very serious kidney issues that had taken place in her body and some other things that when you have a kidney problem, it causes other things to break down. But she's saying now that she's doing so much better. And I just thank God, because I told her, she was saying how worried she was. I said, no, you can't worry and pray at the same time. You either pray or worry or one or the other, but you can't do them both. And I said, we're going to rebuke this worry, and we're going to pray for the total healing. So now she's inboxing me and letting me know that everything is all right, and I just praise God for that. Thank God for the prayer line.
Thank God for you, too. Oh, thank you so much. God bless you. All right. I think we could take maybe a couple more praise reports if you got one. What did God do for you? We want to hear about it.
Sister Karen Brown, St. Louis. I thank God this morning for my life. I thank God. This morning I was having a pain in my arm and in my sides, and I got up and I prayed my 30 minutes before the prayer line came on, and I anointed myself with the oil, and it's going away.
Thank you.
I'm not feeling it like I was, and I thank him for help, strengthening my body, activity of my limbs, and closing my right mind with a constant mind to want to serve him. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right,
Good morning, everybody.
Lord. All right, we heard you, Sister Charlotte, first. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to thank God that my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' love. I just thank you so much, God, for what you're doing in the great family. Thank you so much for salvation. I thank you that my ankle is better, my voice is better, I'm getting stronger. I just thank you, Jesus, that my hope is built in nothing less. I thank you so much. That's my prayer for today. I am happy in Jesus. Have a good day, everybody.
Want to eat. You know, you wonder why you're weak and you haven't eaten in 4 days, you know. You need to eat. Nutrients need to be in your stomach and on throughout your body. So pray that she gets an appetite to eat. Amen. I just want to stop right now. Somebody who wants to pray for her. Amen. I'm putting the phone by her ear so you can hear your prayer. Hear your prayer. All right. Anybody want to pray for her again? The line is open to you. Anybody want to pray?
Holy and everlasting Father, Lord, it's once again we come before you, Lord, in the name of your Son Jesus and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come and thank and praise you for this another glorious and a beautiful morning. We come and ask for our dear mother, Lord, who is in the hospital right now, Lord. You know what she's going through. You know about her, the cough she has. We know that you're going to Lord, right now. And Lord, I ask you to give her appetite. And Lord, let her just rest in you. We know that she's your child. And we know that you're going to take care of her. And thank God for the doctors and the nurses and all those who are in there trying to take care of her, Lord. Oh, God, help her to have a good day of rest. As she look up, as she lay there, let her know that Jesus said he'll never leave her and not when he forsake her. Be with her and keep her. Be her every need. Bless Dr. Johnson, Lord, and Ambassador Johnson, and all that was going to see about her, and everyone in the saints, or every prayer that's going up for her. We, Lord, you know you're going to hear her prayer. We thank you, Lord, that you hear us. You say when we pray, you hear us. And we just trust in you and we give you praise. Continue to bless and keep her. Bring her out, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that she, when she have a testimony, that wherever she goes, let her know that God can do anything with prayer. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we give you the praise. And we ask this in Jesus' name, for Christ's sake. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much, Mother Britt.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. We thank you right now for this great prayer that's been offered, Mother Britt, Lord. I join my faith with hers. I say the same thing, Father. We thank you for what you're doing and raising. Mother, we thank you for the anointing, your presence. We pray, Lord, again. Thank you because you're working in a great and mighty way. We pray a good appetite. Lord, let chicken noodle be desired on a day. Lots of chicken noodle soup, and let her just begin to crave things that she had prayed for in 4 days. We thank you because the Holy Ghost is taking care of things now. We speak the power of God. We speak total recovery, and we thank you, Father, because you are her health. You are her strength. We thank you for the right now anointing that's raising her up for your glory, for this miracle in 2015. We give you praise. We thank you now. Oh, God, and we say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And God be the praise.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Hagen. All right. I want to have compassion on you all. Amen. Thank you so much for having compassion on us. And I ask Ambassador Pfeiffer, Ambassador Stern, either one of you, just take it from here and get those prayer requests. Amen. Take your time. We got about 30 minutes to get the prayer request and then offer a prayer for us. Ambassador Stern, you've been gone. Do you are you able to do that, to take over here this morning and get those prayer requests and pray?
Yes, sir, I will do it unless Ambassador wants to do it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. The line is in your hands.
Lord, thanks. God bless you again. It's our prayer. We are at the hour of our prayer requests, and we want to get some prayer in. And if it's anyone with a prayer request, the line is open to you.
Good morning. This is Bernita, area code 616. I would like to request prayer for Brian. Brian is in the hospital, but the family is planning on transferring him to hospice. He has an infection.
All right.
Thank you.
You're quite right. Welcome. All right, Mother Johnson.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glad to hear your voice again. I tell you, we miss you. I don't know where you were, but we miss you.
I've been in high places. I was in a conference all week last week up under my banner, Apostle Richard Daniel Hinton at Monumental Faith in Chicago, Illinois. And had a wonderful.
Oh, we're glad you're back.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so very much, Mr. Johnson. Glad to be back.
I'd like you to pray for my daughter, Mildred. Ever since her puppy's been gone, she's been in a state of depression. I guess she keep herself away from, she won't call. I'm just asking y'all to pray for her, please.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know what's going on. She won't call you. I just had to get in my car and go over there, but that's not like her, but she's just like in a state of depression. And I'm just asking y'all to pray for her.
Yes, ma'am. Doing the right thing to check on her.
Just pray for her.
Whether she like it or not, it's nothing like mother's love. Amen. Praise the Lord. You have to check on them. Amen.
Yes.
We'll do that, Mother Johnson.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Anyone else with a prayer request this morning?
I have a prayer request. My name is Sheila, and area code 202.
Sister Sheila? Did you say your name was Sheila?
Yes, Sheila. Yes.
All right. Your prayer request?
I just been battling something in my body. It's getting better. I just feel like it's a spiritual attack. It came from my back started hurting to just about couldn't walk. And right now it's letting up, but I just wanted just to pray against this spiritual attack upon my body and for total healing.
All right.
To be renewed and restored in every area of my life and get back to where I need to be spiritually.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Amen. You get back where you need to be spiritual, and God will take care of the rest. Spiritual renewal.
Yes.
But we love you anyway, and we shall pray for you, Sister Sheila. All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anyone else this morning with a prayer request?
This is the Cat Steele here from Minnesota. I would just ask you, Dr. Stern, and everyone to remember that there has been an attack on the Mall of America, which is in my state and in my city here, from the enemy ISIS or ISIL. That has placed that to go forth. So we be in mind for us for in the days to come and throughout that the enemy would be defeated on that. We already know that. So just in prayer, keep us in mind, please. God bless you.
Sister Castile, I'm praying for what in your city?
The Mall of America is here in my city in Minnesota.
All right. I got
And her. ISIS, yes. Mm-hmm.
All right.
This is Prophetess Singletary, and I just want you all to remember me and my family in prayer.
Praise the Lord. I'm sorry I was still with Sister Castile. Your name, please. I'm sorry. We when we take these prayer requests, we're writing, and I'm not
okay,
as fast as I'm pretty fast. Sister, what's your first name?
Prophetess Willie Mae.
I'm sorry, Prophetess. Please forgive me.
That's okay.
I want to get the right prayer request. I don't want to call the wrong things. Prophetess Willie Mays, please forgive me this morning. And what is your prayer request?
Just remember me and my family in prayer.
All right.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Dr. Stern. Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. I'm asking for prayer, please. This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York, area code 516. I have a leak in my kitchen ceiling, and also I went to see my realtor. I'm just trusting and believing God. I'm not rushing God to just God lead me to the right house because my realtor has been over a year and a half since I've been looking for this house that God allowed me to see in his visions and dreams, and I'm believing and trusting God, but I'm not complaining. I thank God I have a roof over my head now, but it's time. It's time. Thank you so much, Dr.
But you still want the will of the Father. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. You're not.
But in the meantime, I'm grateful.
For making your request known. Amen.
And my children, please. Love you, Dr. Stern. Thank you.
God bless you, my daughter. All right. We're going to believe God for you for that right house. This is the year. Amen. For miracle blessings to come down like never before. And
Amen.
My theme in the house that I came out of Apostle Hinton, it is the year of the key. Amen. And that's a good one. This is the year for the key for you for a new home. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. And your children as well. But we will get into prayer with that. All right, anyone else with a prayer request this morning?
This is Sister Lucille, and I'm asking the same
thing
pray for me. I'm dealing with two aunties that are sick, and then my three kids, and I'm asking the saints to pray for me for patience and understanding.
All right, I'm going to pray for patience, but you know what come behind patience. You come in with tribulation. Amen. I won't make nothing heavy for you. Amen. Patience and just being able to wait, amen, on the Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. God bless you. Anyone else this morning with a prayer request? I'm at 8. I'm going to stop at 10.
Evangelist Gloria.
Praise the Lord. Excuse me. I heard Evangelist Gloria Ellington first.
Yes. I was so happy to hear your voice again this morning.
Been in high praise. Amen.
Thank you. Lift up my son.
What's your request, Evangelist Ellington?
My request is for my son's Andre, when Mother Johnson said about her daughter, my son goes away and we don't hear from him. My oldest son, Andre Porter, and also Derek Ellington, he and his wife just opened up a business, and we know that we need always prayer for everything. And so for my two sons, Andre Porter and Derek Ellington, pray my strength in the Lord.
God bless you is my prayer. Amen. All right, I heard someone else, and that's